Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For more on this story, we're joined live now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS political analyst Mark Sandalow. Well, Mark, we just heard the president's tweet, but is it really the Fed's responsibility to balance these things out?
Well, in a sense, it is the Fed's responsibility to keep the, you know, the monetary policy in balance. So in a sense, it is, but certainly not to balance out, you know, what the president does immediately. I mean, the irony here is, to the extent that Trump has insisted, and he has over and over again, that American tariffs on Chinese goods are bad for the Chinese and great for the U.S. economy, well, by logic, that would seem to suggest that these new Chinese tariffs are great for the Chinese economy and terrible for the United States. But it's not that simple. It's not even close to that simple. It's sort of a basic misunderstanding of trade. The reason you trade is for efficiency reasons. I mean, the idea is, if we make better cars here and they make better cell phones over in China, one thing to do is just say, fine, we drive nice cars and have crummy cell phones, and they have crummy cars and good cell phones, or you produce the cell phones there, you produce the cars here, and you maximize efficiency. Now, it gets much more complicated when you start talking about labor and environmental standards and state subsidies, but in general, this is not a zero-sum game. China's economy booming is typically good for the United States economy booming, and it's headed in the opposite direction, which is why people are scared of a recession.
And this is stuff that gets complicated. We've talked about it before. Economists talk is wonky talk. At the end of that chain is us, plain old people. Meanwhile, you have a president who thinks it can be reduced to very simple yes-no sorts of decisions.
Well, and it is important to break it down in ways. I mean, for example, take California wine. You grow California wine, and as they try to export it to China with, 1.4 potential wine drinkers, I know that they don't drink as much as Americans do, but that said, they could also buy wine from New Zealand and Australia, and they have slapped California, because it's in the United States, with tariffs. So if you send over a Cabernet from Napa Valley and a Cabernet from somewhere in Australia, and the Australian wine starts out with a 5% price advantage, they're going to go for the Australian wine. And, of course, that's not good for Napa Valley. It's not good for the state's economy. I mean, that's the problem with these trade wars. And then, of course, the opposite is Trump has slapped tariffs on Chinese goods coming here, which means when you go to Walmart and look for, you know, cheap $3 T-shirts, maybe you're paying 3.25. And it all adds up to less consumer spending power. Everyone, I think, agrees in the United States that China has abused its trading rights with the United States, because they're a communist country where they subsidize their businesses, which means the government makes it easier for them to sell things over here. That said, this is not the outcome from the, you know, God's greatest deal maker, as Trump has declared himself to be.
Well, and what's going to happen around the holidays if these prices continue to go up, Mark?
Well, Trump is, despite what people think, is no fool. So Trump has suspended the tariffs that were supposed to take place from the United States on September 1st, because he knows that that would have affected holiday goods. So what he really is hoping is that producers or the people, the retailers, will stock up on Chinese goods now before the tariffs goes up. Now, of course, you might ask yourself, well, if we stock up now, what good does that do us in whatever our trade war is supposed to be against China? But the president's quite attuned to how the public is going to feel this.
Mark Sandalow, our KCBS political analyst, live from Washington.